The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Hey guys, it's me, Matsy. It's Monday. I've got the same clothes on as yesterday because, you know, why the fuck not, you know what I mean? It's time for a fucking other Mad C Monday. Whoa, whoa, wish it was Sunday. Fucking Sunday. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. 'Tis the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, me and your mum. Oh, still a bit bunged up. I had my flu booster jab the other day. In fact, last Tuesday it was. The nurse came to all the fire stations, giving them all out, you know, boosting anyone who wanted to be jabbed, boosted, whatever you want to call it. And I were like, nah, I'm all right. I think I'll be fine. And then just before she left, I went, oh, go on, just stick it in my arm. You might as well whilst you're here. And come 6 days later, I'm still rough. It absolutely whacked me. So you can put that in your little conspiracy portfolio if you want and use it to leverage an argument somehow for your own gain. Adverts fascinate me, right? I'm really sort of interested in advertising and adverts. Who are they trying to speak to? What are they trying to say to that individual person and why? I have an especial interest in gambling adverts. I just love how they try to make something that's clearly so bad. I mean, don't get me wrong, a little gamble every now and again is fun. But we all know the problems that gambling can create. And really, there's only one winner unless you're a super pro at it, right? We can all pretty much agree on that, I would say. And I love how in gambling adverts, they always have like youngish looking cool guys. Really, they know what they want. This guy is a lad and he knows what he wants from life and he goes and gets it, you know. And then you can just imagine all people at home like, that's me. I'm going to download that app and I'm going to spend all my wage on that app as well. But, you know, the saying is, the devil's not a person. You know, I'm not a religious person, but the devil is in our minds, and the devil's not a thing, an entity. It's whatever tempts us. The devil's tempting. The devil looks and sounds exactly how you want them to sound because it tempts you in, and that's how they get the talons into you. I don't know if you can name any adverts. Can you name any adverts that are particularly manipulative and corrosive that you can think of? If you can, put them in comments and or the link for extra bonus points. I remember watching that film, Fight Club. Awesome film. And every now and again, I remember the first time I watched it and I kept thinking, have I just seen something flash up on the screen? I couldn't work out whether I'd seen something or not. And what it explains in the film is it got banned. They used to subliminally flash up, well, in that film, they subliminally flash up hardcore porn into the film, and you're like, oh, and then it explains it later on, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, it got banned, but it's kind of made a bit of a resurgence as that little manipulation, flashing images up in social media advertising. We were trying to buy this dinosaur thing for Noah, my son, he loves dinosaurs, for a while, ordered it from America. Now, when you first scroll onto it, it's this picture of this awesome dinosaur, but only very, very short, for a very like quarter of a second, half a second, and then it goes to what the actual toy is and how much it costs, etc. But you're already in because you've already had that surprise of what you really would love it to be, and then they tell you what it really is, but you're already hooked by that point. Same with same with like any product. What I've realised is there's a lot of girls that advertise products on social media that are suggestive. So me being a red-blooded male, I like women in suggestive poses. I like it. It attracts my eyeballs and keeps my attention there until I, you know, move away. And like, you know, like they could be advertising this ukulele. Now, the first image, they might be just talking about it and saying, oh, yeah, this is a lovely ukulele. It's four strings. It's a nice, you know, all that. It could be just talking about it like it's a normal thing. But the initial image is like, might be a girl like this with her hands around it, all suggestively like she's chowing down on some big dick. And I'm like, whoa. And then I go, oh, it's just an ukulele advert. And that's another example of how manipulating advertising can get. And how they're always trying to get around legislation and stuff like that. The old adage with it is, create a problem and offer a solution. So if you could create a problem and then you can offer a solution for that problem, you've got yourself a customer, right? And there's a good story that I remember hearing in this marketing training once that I had. And Listerine, so the breath mouthwash thing, Listerine are the oldest company. They're about 140 years old or something like that. They've been around a long time. Good company. You know, I'm sure we all use it. It's pretty good. Anyway, they say that Listerine didn't invent mouthwash. What Listerine did is they invented bad breath. So in their early advertisements, they'd say, oh, does your husband have bad breath? Oh, God, as if you need to sort that out. You know, whereas 150 years ago, 130 years ago, everyone had bad breath. People had yellow teeth and bad breath. It was just normal. People had gum disease. It was just normal. People expected that of everyone else. So you didn't really care. But what Listerine did is they created a problem and then they offered a solution within with their product, with their Listerine mouthwash, right? So that's just how it works. Now, I've recently started hearing on the radio and I think on, I don't know, just various things like that, erectile dysfunction advertisements. And they're on TV as well, I've noticed, sometimes. Now, erectile dysfunction, don't get me wrong, that is a thing. But it's nowhere near as prevalent as what these companies that tout this magic pill or whatever it is will prophesize. They're offering a solution to a problem. They're manipulating the way the culture currently is, because really erectile dysfunction is really a biological problem and not a psychological problem. But there's a massive pandemic or endemic, if you want, I don't know what the right term is, of male erectile dysfunction in young men more than ever now. And it's really because of things like porn and the availability of porn and beautiful women at any click of a button, whenever they want. So there's like, as a bloke, you get loads of videos. There's videos banded around all over the place in WhatsApp, Facebook, and it's just shitloads of porn wherever you want to find it. Literally, you can literally get your phone out of your pocket and find it. And what that's having a corrosive effect on young men. There's more erectile dysfunction in young men under 25 than in history. And obviously there's more people, but it's a higher percentage. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's a biological problem, but young men shouldn't have erectile dysfunction. They shouldn't really have it. Maybe as you get older, you could argue, but not young men. And it's because the whole perspective of life is getting skewed by these little devices in our pockets. You've got some gimpy little ugly guy has got access to more beautiful women than a blooming medieval king did. In fact, way more. In fact, some gimpy little weird guy has got access to more beautiful women than anyone in history right now. So what does he need with normal, imperfect women around him? He don't need them because he's got unlimited access to these women in his pocket. It really is the devil. And it creates this skewed perspective of the world and of women. And it started to create this erectile dysfunction problem. And these erectile dysfunction companies are cleverly manipulating our minds saying, look, you know, you need to take this because this is a problem. And they're right, it is a problem. But it's not a biological problem. It's a physical problem. But they're pretending like it's a physical problem and they're making out like their thing's going to cure you. And it's not. It's because you watch and see too much porn. Porn is, for the sex drive, what sugar is to our health. It's like this engineered thing that just hits right. And it's so easy to become addicted to. You know, if you think about that, the you know, the availability of all these beautiful women and men or whatever you want to, however your taste is. and you couple that up with things like Instagram, Snapchat filters, you can see how people are so insecure. You can see how people start to become so insecure in this day and age. I've got a friend who was explaining to me recently. He was speaking to one of his employees, and his employee is in like big debt, and he doesn't earn enough. He earns enough to get out of it, but only if he completely stops his lifestyle from the way it currently is, which isn't that extravagant, but he's going to have to really pull back to get out of this debt. And this guy, and he said, this is normal. People are like this now all the time. They want to seem like they've got things sorted out. They want to seem like they've got everything, when in fact they've got nothing, and they're working themselves into a hole. And I see it. I'm looking online on social media, and I'm like, I'm like, we're doing pretty well. Me and my wife, we're doing pretty well, you know, compared to what I ever have done. But you get people going for full tattoo sleeves, balling abroad on boats in Marbella, doing all this awesome stuff, and I'm thinking, am I doing something wrong here? I'm sure I earn some pretty good money. We earn some pretty good money. What's going wrong? And I think what people are doing is they don't really care about the bigger picture. They just want satisfying now. They want satisfying now. They don't understand the long-term implications. And it's no wonder there's so much suicide and depression, especially amongst men. There's no wonder. And I'm telling you, the antidote to it all is no more lies. No more fucking lies. You've got an ugly wife. So what? Turn your porn off and get shagging her. Stop it. Stop pretending you've got more money than you have. You're working yourself into a hole. No more lies. I remember when we were younger and there was this saying, don't go out with a loaded gun. So you used to have to go in, you know, take yourself off, knock one out, because you didn't want to have the chance of pulling a girl and lasting 1 minute and then getting a bad name for yourself, right? This is what you do when you're a young lad. It's a bit like the, you know, kind of like a bit like the in-betweeners. So we used to do stuff like that. That is how much of a loaded gun, how much we loved the potential of maybe even having a chance of getting off with a girl. Now it's unlimited in our phones, in our pockets. If somebody had a porno, it was like the Ring of Power. Do you know on Lord of the Rings when they're all fighting over the Ring of Power and they want to keep it secret? And they're all like manipulating each other so they can all have the precious ring. It's like that, but it was like the porno was the ring and everybody wanted it, but nobody could get it because it wasn't available to us. So we didn't get fully poisoned by it. But now we've got unlimited amounts of it, and especially for young men, they've already got underdeveloped brains. It's just like social media, it gives you a bad perspective of what the world's really like. So does porn, gives you a bad perspective of what women's really like. And don't get me wrong, look, I want you to tell me if you disagree, please. I think you all know that I'm being right, and it has its uses, but not at the amount that it is being used. Like sugar, we've got to somehow try to limit how much we have, how much of it that we intake, because if you've not got the discipline, you can do stuff like block it out of your phone. You can take measures to not have to experience it, just like you do with sugar when you stop buying chocolate in January. It's just the same thing. It's time to, you know, smell the roses and just look at reality in all its imperfections. There is no such thing as perfection. In fact, imperfection is perfection. And just turn off adverts, turn off news, and turn off Instagram. Guys, thank you. I love you. I'll see you later on. Bye. The Future Lifestyle Blue Podcast.